just called President Obama to congratulate him on his victory.
The GOP, and Mitt Romney in any case, learned about America's new demographics in the 2012 election. White males getting older and richer are far from a majority in American electoral politics. But there are subtler and deeper stories to the population shifts taking place right now or coming soon to a community near you, if not just your community altogether. The Census Bureau estimates that at least by the year 2043, and possibly sooner, the U.S. will be a majority non-white nation. These demographic shifts by then will no longer be hidden by the distortions of the Electoral College map. America by the Numbers is a new country with some new assumptions. America by the Numbers is also a new documentary series hosted by veteran journalist Maria Hinojosa, which debuts tonight on the World Channel and this Saturday on PBS stations. Maria, welcome.
Oh, it's great to be back, John.
You know, this seems like the perfect time for this program. I mean, I think there are so many demographic changes taking place. We're going to see some of that play out in 2014, more in 2016. Why did you decide to do this?
You know, John, the whole premise actually is the numbers, right? So people around the country, and at this point I've visited all 50 states, two territories. So I've been seeing this, you know, quote unquote diversity everywhere. But actually to put some numbers behind it and say, look, guys, you know, people talk about this, you know, the tipping point of becoming a majority non-white America in 2043. People kind of look around. They're like, no, we think it's happening kind of sooner. It's actually happening now. So the future is now. But to be able to base the storytelling, the profound complexities behind this demographic change, to be able to base it on numbers, that's why the series was created.
Well, it you say numbers, but there are some great faces and communities here which really tell the tale. Tell me about Clarkston, Georgia. We're going to hear some voices that really do tell the tale of the numbers that you're speaking of.
Right. So because we wanted to start with data, we looked at trying to find the American South actually has experienced the most intense multicultural, quote unquote, growth, because we don't like these terms, right? But for lack of a better term. So the South has experienced the most intense multicultural growth in the past decade than any other place in the country. And I'm fascinated with this part of the country. So we found, by the numbers, the most diverse square mile in the South, and it is in Clarkston, Georgia, 10 minutes south from Atlanta. It's a refugee relocation spot that basically is like the future of America on steroids, right? Because there are people from, you know, 60 countries, you know, dozens of languages, religious backgrounds, experiences, and everyone is changing. So it's not just the recent arrivals who more than likely will become American citizens and voters and, you know, run for office, as we were able to document. But it's also changing the white Americans who are there and the African Americans who are there, too, already. I mean, this is a place where the KKK in one of its modern forms was born, just close to Clarkston, Georgia. So that's the backdrop. But really, it's about characters, right? So we meet Graham Thomas, who was studied at Juilliard, you know, but calls Northerners like us, like me, you know, and I'm a Mexican. He calls me a Yankee. And he went to KKK rallies when he was a kid because that was what you did for fun. But he's a jazz-trained Juilliard musician. Well, he doesn't like all the change that's going on around there. He feels really left out. He doesn't understand it all.
People that came up to Ellis Island were somewhat more educated and ready to fit the society. I think what we're getting with the refugee program is people that are not ready to fit in. They haven't got an education. They don't have a trade. Got a lot of kids. That's the talk of the town is refugees.
And that's okay. You know, we understand that. Look, change is hard. On the other hand, three former refugees decided to run for office. So we go back and we document the first ever Bhutanese American in the history of the United States to ever run for anything. He lost by over a dozen votes. But it's like the future of our country on steroids, and it's happening now. It's fascinating.
Well, let's hear some of these voices. I mean, I think you've got Clarkston. The short story is, you know, once it was 90% white just 30 years ago. Now, whites make up less than 20% of the city's population. And the individuals who you describe, who've become part of this new story of America's diversity on steroids, are participating in politics. Here's Ibrahim Sufi, who's that former mayoral candidate.
City government hasn't built the relationships with the community. They haven't tried. And if they've tried, it hasn't worked.
And he's joined by Ahmed Hassan, who's a Somali-American member of the Clarkston, Georgia City Council.
people never had somebody that goes to their home and educate them what's going on in the city, what's needed to be done.
So is this a collision that's taking place in Clarkston, or are we seeing an assimilation, a melting, a coming together?
It's definitely not a collision. Right now, people of Clarkston are realizing that they have a pretty amazing and unique American story. You know, John, what's fascinating about Clarkston is the number of people who are actually involved. So they go to the town hall meetings. They go to the city council meetings. This past election, we saw the highest voter turnout. It still wasn't great, but it was the highest voter turnout of any recent election, the time that the three former refugees ran for office. But, you know, people are getting along. And what I love is the complexity. So when we were there documenting the last election for the city council and mayoral office, a woman came out of her car. She appeared to be a Vietnamese former refugee, a voter. And I thought in my mind that she was going to say, well, I'm going to vote for the former refugees because, you know, I want to support kind of where I came from. She was like, oh, no, I'm not voting for any of the former refugees. I'm voting for the most conservative guy. I'm voting for the white guy who's running because I don't trust them. I don't know what their religious backgrounds are. And it was like, okay. So if we think that this demographic change necessarily portrays a kind of a voter of the future, we don't know what that voter of the future is. And that's one of the dynamic things that we're witnessing in Clarkston. And that I think that they also realize this is a pretty unique story of American democracy as it is unfolding now in the modern America.
Unique in a sense, but also I think a lot of these number-driven uncertainties are exactly what's going on in places like Ferguson and other communities around the United States where the number-changing demographics have fueled a kind of fear and uncertainty among certain groups, and that's expressed in politics and sometimes is expressed in unrest and violence on the streets.
Right. So, you know, for example, during the first 10 years of the 21st century, the U.S. population grew by 9.7%. Of that 9.7%, people of color accounted for 91.7% of that growth. So I think, John, unfortunately, that something that has happened is that in a mainstream American media that is in and of itself not diverse, then the story of change and diversity is told through a certain perspective. And I think sometimes that perspective is one of, uh-oh, this is scary. Wait a second, change is coming. Wait. That means that what's going to happen to us? I'm not saying that that happens all the time, but in my experience in the many, many, many newsrooms that I have worked in that were essentially not diverse, there is a kind of approaching this story of demographic change with a sense of, oh, and what we're saying is it's already here. This series, America by the Numbers, is really about taking a mirror and putting it up to ourselves and looking at ourselves for who we really are. So why are you going to fear an America that is coming when that America is already here? At the same time, we have a problem if the fastest demographic growth is happening, you know, among Latinos, Asians, African Americans. And in a place like Rochester, New York, you have one of the highest infant mortality rates among Black and Latino women. 2 to 3 times the number of Black and Latino babies die as white babies in Rochester. That is basically a result of race, segregation, intense poverty. We have to look at that story. That is also who we are in this country.
So many stories, the numbers really reflected in so many faces and voices around the United States. Maria Hinojosa is the anchor and executive producer of America by the Numbers. The series premieres on the World Channel tonight. The series will also air on PBS beginning this Saturday. Maria, thanks so much.
Good to talk to you, John. Thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.